With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The United States says Russia is using North Korean weapons in its war with Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
John Kirby with the White House National Security Council says Russia recently fired ballistic missiles into Ukraine that were provided by North Korea.
This is a significant and concerning escalation in the DPRK's support for Russia.
Kirby says the U.S. has confirmed that Russia used at least one North Korean missile in a strike last Saturday and several others during a strike carried out against Ukraine on Tuesday. Greg Clugston, the White House.
There was a school shooting in Perry, Iowa this morning at the city's high school. The shooter died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Three gunshot victims were taken to the hospital in unknown condition. No names have been released, and so far, no motive is known. Also at SRNNews.com, you may want to get your boots ready if you live on the East Coast. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
A winter storm system traveling across the nation is expected to dump snow and freezing rain on parts of the East Coast this weekend. So who's going to get what? We ask the National Weather Service's Frank Pereira.
There is some uncertainty with regards to the track, especially as it moves further to the north, which could have significant impacts on the amount and the location of the snowfall that is expected to occur across portions of the northern mid-Atlantic and northeast.
Forecasters say before it's all over, this storm will have moved through Colorado and New Mexico and into Texas and the southeast before moving up the East Coast. I'm Rita Foley.
Stocks are mixed as Wall Street continues with a lackluster new year. The Dow ahead 97 points, but the NASDAQ 39 points in the red. This is SRN News. Some new findings about our two major political parties.
Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University has been crunching the numbers, and he reports that amongst Democrats, there is one religious voter for every secular voter. In the Republican Party, religious voters outnumber secular ones 4-1. Burge also reports that on the issue of abortion, religious Democrats side with secular Democrats, meaning there's virtually no pro-life voting bloc in that party anymore. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Despite some of the worst persecution in the world, the church in Iran is the fastest growing anywhere. That's the conclusion of many Christian analysts and religious freedom experts. International Christian Concern says house church movements have begun all over Iran, providing deep fellowship that has helped many Iranian believers to remain firm in their faith amid great persecution. This is SRN News. While visiting the U.S.-Mexico border this week, House Republicans blasting President Biden and congressional Democrats over the migrant crisis. House Speaker Mike Johnson this week led a delegation of 64 House Republicans representing nearly half of all U.S. states to tour the U.S. southern border in Eagle Pass, Texas.
Speaking to reporters in the border town, Speaker Johnson blamed President Biden and congressional Democrats for the unprecedented surge in migrant crossings.
It is an unmitigated disaster, a catastrophe. And what's more tragic is that it's a disaster of the president's own design.
Speaker Johnson also accused President Biden of implementing an open borders policy.
The administration has done next to nothing to protect the border, but we've all seen with our own eyes they have opened the border wide to the entire world.
Edwin Mora, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.